I care for my dad, who has a very severe and quite rare neurological disorder, not too far from epilepsy, and he suffers very extreme sort of cluster headaches, pretty much debilitating. And what this means is that he can't work, he can't go on planes, he can't be in constricted spaces for too long, and when he gets one of these sort of attacks, he gets really severe head pain. The difficulty for me and for my mum is that, say, if we're in a public place, his sort of symptoms look a lot like a stroke. So you get people, very good-meaning people, who see it, think it's a stroke, call an ambulance.
Because it's such a rare thing then, the sort of, obviously, yeah, there's awareness of it, and it's quite difficult to explain, yeah. And so how long have you been helping to care for your dad?
Well, my dad got this disorder pretty much a few weeks after I was born. So I've had to deal with it pretty much all my life, or all my life within memory.
How does being a young carer, what does that look like day to day? What are the sort of things that you help your dad with?
Often, because he can get these attacks in the dead of night, he lacks a lot of sleep. So it means that he can't do everyday tasks because he's just so tired. And then, as I said, in public, say if he gets one of these attacks very severe, it can come on in a matter of seconds. He might scream out in pain, and then I'll have to explain to people in the area who are perhaps a bit worried that, oh, it's nothing to worry about. I grew up in Massam, a very rural, small, not particularly diverse town, and I went to a very small primary school, only like 30 people in the whole school. And at that time, because it was such an undiverse place, I was pretty much the only person in the whole school with my problems. So I grew up thinking, oh, I must be the only person in the world like this. But then when I went to St. Aidan's, a much, much larger school, I realised that there were loads and loads of other people with similar problems. And then I joined the Young Carers Resource, and I found similar people, like-minded, and people with just the same problems as me.
Was it quite then isolating growing up? You know, what were some of the difficulties that you found?
So I found just thinking, oh, why is it only me? Everyone else, when they go home, has just a normal family, whereas I had to go home to this very sort of strange environment. But then, yeah, going to Young Carers really opened my eyes, and I'm happy to say that there are so many people I made friends with through this Young Carers resource. Obviously, because mine's quite a rare case, I mean, a neurological disorder, most people who haven't done science at school have no idea what one of those is. So it could be quite difficult explaining to people, especially in primary school, because in primary school I didn't fully understand what was going on myself for some of the time.
How did going to Young Carers and socialising, you know, with other people in a similar situation, how did that help you? What's been the real sort of benefits of doing that? Why is that so important to you?
Every week or so, they'll have a meeting, often in a town hall or a sports hall or somewhere, where we can all meet and we can all chat. And it's a very relaxed environment in the way that you don't have to talk about your sort of personal at-home situation if you don't want to. And you can if you do. You have some very good sort of professionals there who know how to deal with these problems, and if you want some time out, you can just go talk to them. And what I found particularly useful was having these adults who, as a change, actually knew what was going on and understood your home situation. So I found that incredibly, incredibly useful.
And how important do you feel, you know, awareness days like this are? Why do you think it's important to have days like this where we talk about, you know, young carers?
I found that until I joined Young Carers, there weren't many people who understood it. So having an awareness day, what it means is everyone hears about what it is to be a young carer. And when you have people around you who understand your situation, it makes you feel so much more comfortable in who you are. And having an awareness day enables people to understand your situation. There are a lot of people out there who are young carers but don't realise that they're young carers. So, yeah, a good message would be, if you have a responsibility for someone in your family or someone that you're with a lot of the time, and perhaps your situation is a bit unique, perhaps you feel a bit isolated, I would strongly recommend that you see a service like Young Carers and realise that you are not the only one and that you are not in the slightest bit alone.